And good morning and welcome here into the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. It's the time of the show. We get to know the players. We get to meet them one-on-one. You get to see them like never before. Here with some students from Bridgewater Raynham High School in the house here to help me welcome Braxton Cave, ladies and gentlemen.
What's up, man? How you doing?
How are you? Come on in.
Get comfy. How's it going?
Going well. Can't complain.
So what's up to the students? They're all here.
How y'all
They're
doing?
Excited to see you and meet you. So you are on the practice team. Talk about that for anybody who's not familiar with what that is.
Practice squad, you know, it's kind of interesting. It's, you know, growing up through sports, I've always been blessed to be one of the bigger guys, and I was always naturally pretty good. So you make it to the NFL, and a lot of people don't realize what all goes into it. And, you know, being a practice squad guy, you know, you're just a regular guy on the team. Until the game comes, and you know, you don't travel with the team. Knowing your role on the team and being a young guy, having to climb the ladder, you know, it's a cool experience.
And I would think it makes people appreciate it much more once you finally do get onto the roster.
Absolutely.
I mean, you put in your time, you'll pay your dues almost.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the classic saying of starting from the bottom and putting in the work and then ending up on top.
Now, there's 8 of you guys on a practice squad?
Correct.
Are you guys a little tight? Are you guys really close? You go out?
Yeah, we're pretty close. We have a lot more weight training that we have to do during the week, so we're constantly together and doing stuff. So we spend a lot more time together than usual.
Who are some of the guys on the team that you really look up to, or whenever you need advice, you turn to and you ask for?
Well, you know, I thought, you know, being a huge football fan my entire life, obviously Tom Brady is a very influential guy. And the first day I got here, you know, I didn't really know. You know, I wanted to be a quiet guy, just do what I need to do. You know, the first day, Tom grabbed me to the side, started working with me one-on-one. Wow. And I thought that was pretty cool. You know,
yeah.
It just shows you what kind of leader he is and how important this team is to him.
How is it, like, when you're on the practice squad, do you have a sense, do you have a feeling always of like, man, I got to prove myself, or is it not quite like that? I mean, like, you almost like you have to try that much harder?
Yeah, I mean, you're always trying to show every week, you know, that you're capable to be the guy that if they need you tomorrow, that you can step in and do the job. So
hit me with a Braxton Cave fun fact, something that we don't know about you, maybe a hidden talent or something that the students would be surprised to know.
Hidden talent. I taught myself how to play guitar off YouTube.
Self-taught?
Yeah.
Wow. When you play, do you sing along with it? Or
I don't. That's hard.
You knew where we were going with that, though, right?
I know where we were going with that. Yeah, that's difficult. You know, I have a lot of respect for musicians because it's an unbelievable talent.
Absolutely. Braxton Cave is our special guest. Make some noise for him, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back in just a little bit with him, and the students will get to ask you some questions coming up.